Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Easter edition of Saturday AM Live. I want to welcome all of you who hopefully spring has arrived. It is springtime here in Oregon anyways. I'm not sure for the rest of the part. Nadine, is it springtime for you?
It is. I was a bit concerned actually leaving for Mexico on our Team Tizen trip because it was snowy and so cold, below freezing, and it was the same while we were gone, but now it's spring, and it's probably above 5 right now, above 5 freezing, and the sun is out, and it's glorious.
Okay. And I'm looking at this picture that you just sent me, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And you do this on a regular basis. You go out for a drive so you can get on the phone. It is absolutely gorgeous in Prince Edward Island right now.
It is. It just gets nicer and nicer as the summer comes. Usually 3 or 4 months throughout the summer is when it's tourist season, and it's beautiful, colors everywhere.
So the other 9 months, not so much. In other words, is what you're telling us.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? I think it's beautiful still with the winter, yeah.
Which is all the more reason why during the month of March you'll want to go to Mexico at somebody else's expense,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, most
and
definitely.
I know, and I'm looking at the 2017 Team Kaizen, I don't know if you'd call this a welcome packet or brochure, but welcome, 2017 Team Kaizen to the Fairmont Mayakoba, and not even being home now for 8 days. There's some thoughts going through your head right now, isn't there?
Yes. Well, the trip is better than I ever expected it to be. I've never been to Mexico, but I have been to Hawaii. The experience we had at Fairmont Mayakoba was just, it was luxury, and I haven't experienced that kind of luxury ever in my life, so I feel like a different person in a way, really, coming back from being treated so well, and just the conversations we had with like-minded people, I feel more motivated now in my Nikan business than I've ever felt, and I know that trip played a huge role.
And it's a proven fact. There's all these different pithy sayings that come from just association with people. Who we will become 5 years mm-hmm. from now depends on the books we read, the things we listen to, the people we associate with. Another way of looking at it that I've heard is that our income will match the income of the 5 closest people that we associate with or that we allow into our lives. That, for example, if we hang out with homeless people that don't have much of an income, it affects ours. It affects our mentality. And Nadine, I will be the first to say that for Stacy and I, our lives are richer, just like what you said, because of, and I'm not blowing proverbial smoke your way, because of our few days together with you and with the Lowe's.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm looking at the picture that I snapped of you and Stacy on our little, 2-hour boat tour. It kind of like reminded me of the, Gilligan's Island, 2-hour tour, and I thought, okay.
Oh, great.
Is this really going to be just 2 hours, or is it going to be something more? But that image of being in an environment with like-minded people, very, very challenging. And I know I can speak on behalf of Stacy that when we came back, even on this flight back, when we left, there was something transpired that we are definitely changed people as a result. The environment was fantastic. I mean, yes, the facility.
Incredible, yeah.
I mean, beyond words. I loved Herb Rapp's comment, the closest thing you'll get to heaven on earth. But for us, It was the people and you. Let's go back. I kind of got things out of order here by asking about, or even talking about our experience there, which is fine. But where did it all start for you? Because it's only been about, 5-6 years that you've been actively in Nikken as a consultant, but your experience with Nikken started a few years prior to that. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been sort of, even as an active consultant, I wouldn't have always called myself active, per se. I've gone through stages in my Nikken business where, you know, I've put a lot more effort in at certain points and really backed off and, you know, sometimes even questioned, am I doing the right thing? Which I think we probably all do in business. But initially, I was brought to Nikken through Humans Being More, and that was about 11 years ago now. I was working at Starbucks as a barista with a girl who I became friends with quite quickly, and her mom was a Nikken consultant and had been a Nikken consultant for a lot of years at that point. And she recognized me, and she recognized a need in me, I believe, and maybe a bit of confusion. You know, I was very young. I think I was 20, and I had great grades in school. You know, I did really, really well, like top honors student, and it just so happened that I didn't actually even get into college. Like, there was a high number of people who applied at the time when I applied, and they just sort of did a first-come, first-served thing for whatever reason, and that I had seen as my path originally. I would go to school and, you know, probably do the typical path, although that sort of all fell apart quite quickly. I did a lot of small jobs, and so anyways, I was working at Starbucks and became friends with Elaine was her name, and her mom invited me to go with them to Humans Being More in Vancouver, which was a boat ride away from Victoria, where we were living in BC, and Humans Being More changed my life. It didn't get me interested necessarily in the consultant opportunity at the time, but I began interacting with Elaine and her mom, Roxanne, and seeing the way that Roxanne lived her life and seeing all the freedom she had, and that, it really did inspire me. And the Humans Being More obviously opened my mind to thinking, what is it that I actually want out of life, and can I have those things? And I started to believe at that point that, yeah, actually, I could have those things. And some, you know, quote-unquote miracles happened very shortly after the Humans Being More, including I found out that I was pregnant with our son, who we had been told, my husband and I, that we couldn't have children together. And that was only a few weeks before I put on my vision board, no, I'm having his child, because I knew that I would be, and I wanted it, right? So we proved the doctor wrong at that point, and it was wonderful. But it also created for me, I was young, right, with a child all of a sudden, and I, you know, had moved back to the Okanagan, where my family lived and where Kyler, my husband Kyler's family lived, sort of having some expectations of some real family network and whatever. But I removed myself somewhat from what I had learned in Humans Being More, so I kind of took a step back and didn't wholly focus on what is it that I want.
Am I hearing you correctly in that you when you took a step back from what you wanted, as in like settling for less? Is that kind of, or no?
Yeah, I've definitely settled for sure over, you know, in different areas of my life, for different reasons, and I think that that's okay at times. But I just wonder whether I'm going too far into the story here.
We're gonna transition here really quick, I want, for my own sake, to understand that so often we experience something like Humans Being More, or we experience a Nikken solution, and all of a sudden we start feeling like, wait a second, maybe. maybe I don't have to do the drugs and the surgery route. Or maybe this healthy mind concept that I see, you know, all over the Nikan, you know, the five pillars, maybe I could do what I dreamed about doing as a kid, or that when that guidance counselor in high school encouraged me, or that teacher or that friend said, you know, you should go do this. You're really gifted at that. But then we've got these wonderful people around us sometimes, not always, called family and neighbors. And they say, you're going to do what? Oh, come on. We've all faced it a time or two, and our world seems to be, as Jim Rohn says, there's only about 8 morons in the world. They just move around a lot. And sometimes those morons can be a close family member, and I'm not calling any of your family morons or any of mine. I have two wonderful siblings. But sometimes they can be dream squelchers and even the ability to live life. And you were, if I remember our conversation, you were on some pretty heavy-duty antidepressants at one point that Nikan has allowed you to walk away from. Yeah?
Yes.
I mean,
and that was a big part of what I believe it came down to was me not following my heart and believing that I couldn't have what I wanted if I actually went for it. So I really was holding myself back. And, you know, the doctors could have called it postpartum depression, which, you know, it was a few years of postpartum depression. Although I really do believe it was just a matter of me not believing that I could have what I wanted in life and feeling depleted by that and feeling hopeless in that. Nikan really did, like when I decided to finally, after I think I had done Humans Being More 3 times by the time I decided to actually become a consultant. And it really did just shift my perspective of, no, this really is real. Like this stuff is true. And it's taken a lot of years of ingraining that, you know, those positive words and reading books about this kind of stuff to make me realize that this is a real thing. Like having what you want in life is real. You actually you don't have to go and do something you don't want to do.
And the experience that we had, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 days ago, we didn't leave the planet. We didn't go to some ethereal. You know, it was real. Heaven on earth. I don't know about that. You know, but it was real because we made a decision or something happened.
Yeah.
And I want to just springboard right into that, because right now. In Nikan, around the globe, those of us listening to this call, either live or via the recording, we have an opportunity to basically change our stars, change the cards that we've been dealt. And I'm like you, Nadine. I'm one of these people that, you know, some of us have been dealt a really bad hand. And then some of us a mediocre hand, and some of us, hey, this is a pretty decent hand. We're holding a set of cards that, well, this looks kind of like could be a royal flush if we draw the right card, or if we make the right move. But it really is to us that Tom Watanabe, you know, on that magnet that we received at Humans Being More that most of us have on our refrigerators, if it's to be, it's up to me, and that's.
Yeah.
We can't just sit there and go, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens today. It looks like it's going to be 99% chance of sunny, but there's that 1% chance the cloud's going to come in. It's going to be over my head and my car, and it's going to start raining. And all of a sudden, we go through life with this Eeyore complex. But you came out of that. You made some decisions. And, yep, sometimes it doesn't take just one or two or three experiences of Humans Being More. But today, you're part of Team Kaizen. You earned, you didn't win, you earned a trip to the Fairmont Mayakoba in Cancun, Mexico. There are quarterly contests, and I love the fact of our new friends, Jonathan and Nikki from Great Britain, a mojito in every pool was their nickname. they've already earned the trip to Japan, according to what I guess we were told, based on what they did the first 3 months of the quarter and the incentive that was introduced in Great Britain. How are you looking at springboarding from this experience, from looking back at your, you know, 5 years of pretty much being dedicated to working Nikken as a business? What are you doing? And I do want to talk about what you do via social media, because for some of us, that's a big allurement. I jokingly tell people I don't have my driver's license yet for Facebook. I'm still learning. I feel like when I make a comment, it was the wrong turn or the wrong use of that signal, or nope, I should have turned the blinker on. I guess I should have cleared the wipers, or nope, turned the defrost. I'm doing something wrong because I make a comment and somebody makes a stupid comment back that, oops, I guess I wasn't supposed to comment that way. Or maybe it's too long of a comment. I can tend to get long-winded both verbally and people right now are about to text me saying, Vance, please stop talking. This is the story of my life. So when I get on social media, I feel like I'm doing it. You've navigated that very, very well. But let's first address the first question that pops into my mind. What are you doing now to set your sights on getting on a plane in May of 2018 to Japan with people from around the globe? And that's what Nikken has told us. Around the globe, all of these people are going to come together, and Nikken's footing the bill for us to go to Japan. What are you doing today? Yeah, based on what you just said you experienced in Cancun, have you been in Japan before, Nadine?
I haven't, no, although my younger brother, his wife is from Japan, and they just recently got back from a trip visiting all of her family in Japan. They spent a few weeks there, and so I have some pictures to kind of, you know, and I can have conversations with him, so it's building the vision for sure. Now, what am I doing right now? So I think the most important thing that I did was I decided. Because before the trip to Mayakoba, I hadn't decided that I was going to go to Japan. You know, I had these ideas, oh, wouldn't it be great to go to Japan? Or, yeah, that would be wonderful. But I hadn't said, you know what, I'm going to work my butt off until I get to Japan. And that's what I'm doing. Because it takes that firm, right? It takes that, like, it's a shift. Because I have been, many times I have been wavering on decisions. But I know that in order to do something that you really want to do, you've got to make the decision and then go for it. Actually, in Mexico, I had a great talk with Jeff Isom, and I was feeling like a little bit just wavery and not really fully understanding. And he said, you know what, I know about you know, any person who has become successful in Nikken, it's that they made the decision and then they took action. And I really take that to heart because he's seen a lot of people, you know, do a lot of good things in Nikken and all over the world, right? So there's value in just that. Make the decision that you're going to actually do it. And then just work. Just go to work. Just do everything you can. Everything you can. Because when you have the vision, right, we know that it's Japan that we're aiming for, then it kind of doesn't matter what we do to get there as long as we're doing stuff. You know, we're taking action. We're doing all that we feel that we can do to get there. And then I believe that we'll get there.
Well, I mean, is it any different than all the simple things we do every single day? I mean, I need to brush my teeth after I eat breakfast this morning.
Right.
And you go do it. And, yeah, there's going to be some roadblocks and hurdles. Maybe they're not going to be as big as some of the roadblocks and hurdles that are going to be in front of us, in front of Japan. But we still have to make the decision. The toothbrush doesn't magically levitate into our hand. The toothpaste cap doesn't come off by itself. And I know that's a simple, maybe foolish analogy. But is it?
Makes sense. And I think what happens is we tend to complicate it, thinking, well, I don't know what to do. We stop at that. We think, well, I'm not sure what I should do next.
I actually can do it. What do we have to do? Let's just analyze that. We quality enrollment every month, which is what?
Yep. 500 PV. I've done that already. You've done that too, right?
attracting a few customers. You know, my ICANN attitude allows me to teach others. You know, it's pretty simple.
Right.
We attract a few customers. We build that 500 points, and then the second one, maybe, and this is a big hurdle for folks, is either doing a quarterly incentive, okay, not winning, but earning, or the simpler route is finding four other people from our customer base or our existing consultant base that want to go silver, which is 6,000 points. Either in one or up to three consecutive months.
Right. So I think when it comes down to it, like the key behind all of that is figuring out, but there's a reason why you're not doing the things. Like, why are you holding yourself back? If you know that you need to develop four frontline silvers, so what do you need to do? You're suggesting you reach out to your customer base or to your current consultant base and see who wants to win, right? See who wants to, also go to Japan. Because there's definitely people. My current plan right now is to earn or to win the quarterly. So I'm putting all of my effort right now into the weight management path because that's the Nikan's current quarterly. So my goal might be different from, you know, you're saying it's easier to develop four frontline silvers. In my mind, it's not easier. That's just in my mind because I really have focused a lot on the retail. In my mind, it's easier to retail a ton of products.
Well, I mean,
these products out to everyone.
Yeah, if I can go back to my brushing teeth analogy, is there more than one flavor of toothpaste out there?
Right.
Is there more than one style of toothbrush? Yeah. There's lots of ways to get there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, your focus on winning the quarterly means you're down to just you and one other person. So that's a pretty tight competition. However, that's why I love the fact that I'm going to quote from two people, Barb Satterwhite and Julie Tara, who both spoke at the Salt Lake City Summit, and they said it's very, very, Barb used the word easy to do what Nikan has laid out with developing four people, helping four people see that, hey, would you like to earn some additional income? Would you like to help impact people's lives? How are you? Julie Tara used the phrase, I'm looking for a few people that want to live almost like a dream life. And Nadine, you're a perfect example of that. It's the way you described, I couldn't even imagine what we experienced in Mexico. You're using social media much better than someone like myself. And some of us are just learning what Instagram, Facebook, Vine, Twitter, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And it seems like every 6 months there's a new one that pops up and everybody kind of jumps on it for a while. We get the request all the time to be on LinkedIn. What's the main way that you use Facebook or other modalities out there to build relationships with people? Because ultimately it comes down to customers and building relationships.
Yeah. So my primary focus has been my blog. My website is energywellnessnaturally.com.
Energywellnessnaturally.com. Okay.
Yeah, and it's actually the third blog that I've built up. Two of them I've needed to take down, one for personal reasons and one because I was really heavily focusing on the promotional code. So then once the promotional code went away, I could no longer have that website as my Nikan website. So I'm rebuilding this one. So you'll notice that, you know, I don't have all of the products listed yet. But soon to be, you know, I'm adding something every day. But that has been my primary, where I do my work.
Okay, give that blog site, give that one more time, because people are going to text me and say, Vance, I didn't write it down, and now they've went and grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil. And
sure. So it's all one word, obviously, so it's energywellnessnaturally.com. And so what I do on that is I showcase the products. I have a blog on there, so that's basically where I'm writing articles about the products. I link that, like when I talk about the products, I link that to my Nuken PWT. So I talk about the products on the Energy Wellness Naturally, and when I put something like the Prime Egg Waterfall, then I'll use that Prime Egg Waterfall, those words, I will link them to my PWP. Now, all of that sounds really complicated for somebody who doesn't know anything about blogging or, you know, building a website. And I did have a little bit of experience. I went to school for graphic design, which really I learned how to use some computer programs. But I didn't learn how to do what I'm doing right now. So you can learn. It's just like anything. If you have a desire to do it, you can learn how to do it. It's like Vance, you're saying with your Facebook that you don't have your driver's license for it yet. It all took practice. I didn't have followers in the beginning. I didn't know what I was doing. I did mess up. You know, like I did stuff that I look back and I think, oh, that's not how I would do my business now or whatever. But I knew in the beginning that I wanted to have an online business. I knew that I really wanted to work from home because my son was young. He's still young. He's 10. And I still want to be home. So I'm working hard for that. But knowing that, like having that vision of what I wanted my business to look like is how I found the ways to make that happen. Because I knew what I was working for. I knew the direction I was going, and therefore I knew the steps. And only through step by step, because I did need to learn a lot.
What I hear you saying is it is possible, even for someone, you know, like me that is terrified of social media. I can do this if I want to do it, if I want to use that thing. But if I don't want to, let's say I want to be more comfortable creating conversations when I'm out and about and being able did I say that right? That's kind of a little Canadian, out and about? A little Canadian?
Out and about?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I try to be sensitive to my guests, but usually I fail miserably. What if I want to be like a Julie Clark and have a goal of Julia shared her goal with me so many times, and now I've forgotten, but having an auto ship base of 100 customers every single month. Ooh, that's huge.
Fantastic.
For some of us. She's over 20 now that are regular auto ship customers, and her goal is to build that to 100. And she'll get it.
Awesome.
She puts it in front of herself. How do you do that? Every one of us, like you said earlier, we have to make the decision. And maybe it's not social media. Maybe we're not all gifted like Nadine to be an amazing writer. And when you look at Nadine's website, look at that blog, you'll see. Maybe if you want to be do that, you could just steal the blogs that Nikan publishes every week, which they're excellent. They're all on the customer page. They're all on our website. You can copy and paste really simply.
Sharing is great. If you're going to copy and paste, you got to change stuff, because otherwise it's just copyright. And I know that Nikan would be fine with that, but when you're doing that online, it actually shows up to Google and to other search engines as something called duplicate content, which means your website's actually going to do worse. It's going to perform worse. And potentially Nikan's website will perform worse because you've just created basically another Nikan website. So you really want to make it original. But if you want to make it simple for yourself, definitely read what Nikan's written. Write something up yourself that's very similar.
Well, I'm looking at an article, just as an example. Very, very simple. And some of you on the call or listening to the recording, you've heard me reference this article, and I'm trying to pull it up to find out the exact date. This was on Yahoo News, and I'm trying to get it to scroll down to find the exact date when it was published. March 7th, 2017. And the title, and just like you said, Nadine, I share it. I just email it, or I text it to somebody, or I share it to their Twitter account, and it's titled Bacon, Soda, and Too Few Nuts Tied to a Big Portion of U.S. Deaths. And I don't think they're talking about too few nuts as like too few nutty friends, or, you know, they should be in the loony bin.
Okay,
it's not a Bob and Doug McKenzie like, oh, take off, hoser. and then the fact that... And I'm glad you're laughing, because some other people are going, Vance,
okay,
what are you you're talking about? The movie is called Strange Brew, and it's really a Canadian thing.
Classic.
It's a cult classic. But this article talks about gorging on bacon, skimping on nuts. These are among food habits that this new research links with death from heart disease, strokes, and diabetes. 700,000 people, that 45% of them in it. And it's a great article. And maybe I think it's great because I hate bacon. Never have liked it. Yeah, I know, it's terrible. I know, and I shouldn't hate things, should I? But this article justifies me hating bacon. But I share this with people. So, Nadine, do you do that? Do you just simply share articles that you see? Is that
I
what you're
talking
about?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I do. I mean, I think of my activity online as what other people probably would think of their activity offline. So if you're going to phone up a customer and see if they want to be on auto ship so that they save some money, which, you know, they'll probably be pretty happy to hear that they'll be able to save some money and you'll get a new auto ship customer, that's kind of what I do online. You know, either I'll send an email to somebody. You know, it's just a different way of doing that. So it's not super complicated necessarily. I know that people see it as being complicated. It's just a different way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like everything, right? Like, no matter what we do in life, we get better at it if we practice. So I believe in myself that I can do this because I've practiced enough, and I have seen some results because I have practiced, right? And that's
sort
why
of,
I feel
sort
so
of like
confident in my ability to do it.
Yeah, I mean, no different than learning how to drive. And I've got a lot of extra gray hairs on my head that shouldn't be there because Stacy refuses to ride with our 15-year-old who does have her learner's permit, and she's starting driver's ed today. But it's kind of scary sitting in the passenger
right.
seat. I double-check that the airbag is on, that the seatbelt is securely fastened, and I'm looking for some other barricades or some other cushion, you know, like taking a pillow with me, just to have a little extra protection. And I know that's terrible, because some of you are saying, oh, you're too hard on your 15-year-old. Well, you come ride with her for a few minutes and see how you like it. It's scary, but she's got a learner's permit. So all of us can learn how to do things like this. And Nadine, you're so gracious
yeah.
in encouraging us. What would you say? Because I told you I would only take 25 minutes of your time, and we've gone a little longer. What would you say as an encouragement to folks out there that maybe they're brand new in Nikan, maybe we've been in Nikan for a while, and we're not really sure that we could pull off a big carrot like going to Japan, or we could pull off earning a consistent monthly income of $1,000 or more using the customer-centric model that Nikan has, how
right.
would you encourage us to just make that decision and go for it?
Well, believing in yourself is key. So what happened for me, like in the very beginning, I didn't necessarily believe that I could do a giant number of, you know, thousands and thousands of PV every month. I didn't believe that I could at that time. But I did believe that at some point I would be able to if I, you know, practiced enough and if I got good enough at what I was doing. So what I did was I made a list, like a little, it actually was on a scrap piece of paper for my first list. And
I think We lost Nadine? No! Here, let me text her right quick and see if we can get her back. Hang on a second, really quick. We lost you. Okay, let's see if she can come right back. It could be a cell phone connection. I'm not quite sure. So, okay, sorry about this, folks. This is what happens with modern day technology. I can only control so much with cell phones and connection, and I can't get her back. Where is that star button? There we go. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to reboot. I'm going to cover a couple quick announcements, and again, I apologize for this. I'm hoping that several of you who have expressed interest in learning how to navigate social media, I'm hoping you'll go to Nadine's website, which was, again, what? One of you can hit star 6 that wrote it down, and you can see how good of listeners you were. Hit star 6 on your phone. Go ahead, Steve. What was the website again?
EnergyWellnessNaturally.com.
Thank you, Winona.
You're welcome. I'm going to go because I have been wanting to do a blog for several years, and I've been building up to it, and so I'm going to go and I'm going to learn from her.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we're going to get Nadine back again. This is one of those things. But as a word of encouragement, don't drop everything you're doing if it's working. However, if what you're doing isn't working as fast as you want it to do, then you might consider this. It's just another way to brush your teeth. It's another way to get from point A to point B. That's all it is. And it's when you look at Nadine's blog site, you'll see how much fun she has, and it's very casual. It's no different than others of us who are very gifted at talking to complete strangers. Look at Ruth Lowe, for example. She earned the trip to the Fairmont Mayakoba and a spot on Team Kaizen for 2017 by talking to complete strangers. Others of us have a really good warm market, a social, you know, with friends, and we are good at that. But we can all become better. Nobody has arrived. Nobody is the master. The next few weeks is just a precursor. I'll let you know that my goal is to figure out and allow you to see all the different ways and different methods that the current members of Team Kaizen, there are 7 of us from North America. I'm going to start there and then intertwined in that. I also know that there are others. Obviously, outside of the North American market, there was a total of 41 of us in Cancun. And I want to do my best to expose you to these people. Like, for example, and I'm going to apologize up front, but Stain, I do that every time. Stain is from United Kingdom, but he's actually Swedish. Stain Gunnlaugsrud, and I know I'm mispronouncing his last name, but Stain has gone above and beyond how to build a business, and he's doing it in some interesting ways. Nadine, I see that you're back on.
Hi, Ben.
There.
I don't know what happened there.
It's okay. Finish that thought, if we could. It's okay. Technology happens, and it, you know, or it kind of cuts out on us. But making that decision and going for it, I think, is what you started to say before we lost you.
Okay. Yeah. I think I might have kept talking after, so I'm not sure how far I went.
You're the only one. I never do that. I never just keep talking. Ever.
Oh, So regardless of the method, right? It's like it's what we learned in human being more when we had to decide how we were going to get to the other country across the world. Some people boated, some people walked, some people, you know, pogo sticked. However you want to do it, there's no reason why we all can't ski in Japan, because Nikken's given us, every one of us, the opportunity to get there. We just have to believe in ourselves. And if we start out by, you know, saying, this week I'm going to make one customer sale, or wherever, I'm not sure where everyone's at in their business, right? But say, if you just make it a little bit bigger than what you think you can do. So if you normally do 2 customer sales a week, you know, this week I'm going to do 3 customer sales. No matter what it takes, I'm going to make it happen. Make that goal and then let...
Nadine, let me ask you this. Can you do that if you're got a full-time job, you're a single parent, you've got 5 kids pulling you in every single direction, and you've got... So it doesn't matter the obstacle or the hurdles or the things in our life, right?
No. Well, do you know what? I won the Team Kaizen trip, and last year I worked a full-time job for the first year. Like, I was out of my house for 10 hours a day. But I made it a priority to work. Like, I was working for the cash incentives at that time. I didn't know that I was going to win the trip to Cancun. But you can do it if you make the decision. And just, you know, if you don't normally make a sale in a week, make a decision this week, actually. You know, this week I'm going to make a sale. And then just work it. At the end of that week, write down your sale, or maybe right after you had the sale, write it down, and then say, you know what, next week I'm going to double that number. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to work at it until I do it. And it feels so good to work, to be active. Like, once, you know, I know that everyone's dream is to not work, you know.
Why is that? Can you answer that question? Why is everybody's dream? Because I've met a lot of retired people, a lot, and I'm yet to see any of them that are really that happy.
Fulfilled, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm retired and I'm loving life and I see what they're doing, and as my dear friend and your friend as well, Herb Rapp says, yeah, they're dragging a tank and they've got pipes shoved up their nose and they're keeled over, and you find out that they're 62 years young. And he said, that's not the dream life. And you look at someone like Herb, who's into his, is Herb into his 70s yet? Or I know he's on social media.
I think he is. He told me how old he was. I don't remember the exact number. I could not believe it, looking at him. He looks about 40.
And did you feel his abs? Like, he always telling...
I didn't. No.
He's always, every time we're together, he says, feel these, Ann, feel these. It's like Herb, I really don't want to touch your abs. I really don't. I don't get off on touching other guys' abs. Sorry, but I don't. But it's like punching a brick wall.
Right.
The guy's in his 70s. I think he just celebrated his 70th birthday, and I watched him in action. I watched him jump off that ledge 12, 15 feet into the water in that that swimming hole that we got to go swimming. You know, folks, I don't know. I'm a little excited. Nadine, I'm just going to blame it on you, because all of a sudden, all that experiences of a week and a half ago, everything that Stacey and I got to experience, you're exactly right. It caused us to come back. And you know, the decision that I made for our customers is I literally made the decision, connect with as many customers today as I possibly can. I didn't put a number, I just said as many as possible. And I'm finding myself...
It, right?
Yeah, and I am, and it does take work. In the nooks and crannies. On a roof yesterday at the camp where our daughters serve all summer, it's a Bible camp, and I'm with my 2 of my nephews and my brother, and we're repairing some roof. And it's hailing. We didn't take a rain delay. We took a hail delay. But I'm on a roof, and I'm responding, while we're waiting for the hail to stop, I'm responding to a customer who's excited about the results she's already seeing with progesterol. And it's only been a week and a half.
Wow.
And I thought, this is part of what that goal, because it's all Nadine's fault. It's all her breath's fault. It's all Sane's fault. They challenged me to connect with as many customers every day as I can. So I'm going to blame it on you, Nadine.
Well,
yeah.
I'm blaming it on you, too. This is great.
So, anyhow, any last thoughts, Nadine,
yes,
that pop into your mind?
I want to encourage everyone to just not be the person who gives up. You know, because you can either keep going and work and work and work until you get there, or you can just stop and believe that you can't do it. Right? And just if you, that, you know, that comes up in my mind too as a thought that, well, maybe I won't be able to do that. And then I shut it down right away and I say, you know what, if other people can do it, so can I. So let's all just, you know, be the people who don't stop. And then we'll all be there in Japan together and it'll be wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you jumped on late or you missed the intro at the beginning, Nadine Staff, and that's STAAF, has been our guest this morning. And maybe, if you're like me, this is one of those calls, not so I can hear myself pontificate, because I do that well, according to several members of my family. Daddy, you're talking again. And I'm like, yeah, God gave me a voice and, a tongue, and he put breath in my lungs, and so we're supposed to talk. And again, when you try to communicate with the middle child, which I'm a middle, and Nadine, you're a middle too, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's why we're going so well. We have all the psychological problems that middles have. But when you're trying to communicate with people like our middle, Emily, it's often challenging because she just sits there and stares at you. And I lean in and I raise an eyebrow and say, Emily, I'm using words to communicate and you're not reciprocating. And then she looks at me and she says, well, what? Well, I asked you a question. And I'm not interrogating. I just thought, and so there's different forms of communication. But my point is this. Nadine has given us some really, really good, challenging information that if it is to be, it's up to me. If we want to live the five pillars of health, we need to make a decision. If we want to grow our businesses, we need to make that decision. For some of us, maybe today would be a good day. Hey, it's tax day. Not a great celebration day in the United States.
Oh, darn.
And don't worry, I'm going to mail ours off on Monday. Okay, they're not due until, I got to just have them postmarked on Monday. That's the beautiful thing about the 15th landing on a weekend. We get two extra buffer days. But some of us, and I'm including myself in this, and because I can thank Nadine for this, to be challenged and say, hey, I need to come to that point of decision. What am I going to do? And it's got to be attainable. They have to be attainable goals. They have to be attainable things that we need to do. Nadine, there was one other thought that I wanted you to mention, and it just left, so I guess not. Anyhow, no, I know what it was, and let's finish with this. You mentioned going after the current incentive that Nikken offers. They launched this 2 weeks ago, everyday organic-based weight management program.
Yes.
You're at your ideal, so talk.
I sort of realized this a couple of years ago when I earned, I use the word earn because Nikken use the word win, but I earned the trip to California to go visit Nikken headquarters and do some fun things there. And I did that by retailing the most sleep packs at the time. That was the incentive. The incentive was the top winner, top person who could sell, the most sleep packs would win the trip to California. And what I did was I totally focused on that. I put my energy into promoting the sleep pack. So anytime I was, having an email with somebody, I would include, even if they weren't talking about the sleep system, I would include a little bit about the sleep system, or I would, you know, link people to my blog, or on my story, I would talk about the sleep system. And all of that paid off, you know, because I focused on what Nikan was focusing on and what would earn, you know, the biggest reward, really. I'm pretty sure there were cash incentives as well with that.
You like, you
what
like,
Nikan is giving.
Yeah, you like those cash incentives, don't you?
It's important. I mean, it's a big part of why we all do the business, right?
Right. Well, I guess it goes back to when we work, usually there's an exchange for cash. No, most of us don't work for free.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's a good thing. I think that that's a mindset also, is that it's okay to earn money. It's a good thing to earn as much as we can, and we're going to do good things with that money, right? We always do, so.
Well, when we're striving to live the five pillars, I don't know how we wouldn't.
Right.
But, yeah. Okay. Well, Nadine, you have given us a lot of material, and I know for several of us, we've been scribbling down, you know, as fast as we can. I will be going back and listening to this call, as I said, not so I can hear myself talk, but some of these key points. And SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, or the blog spot. I'm learning that terminology now because I'm working on getting my driver's license on all things internet-based. But Steve Kofoot will take and post this recording. So SaturdayAMLive.com. And maybe you have a friend out there that was dealing with postpartum. And just hearing Nadine's peppy, high-spirited voice will help them say that, hey, there is potential. There's life on the other side. Maybe you want to learn a little bit more about how to navigate the internet and to blog, to utilize that social media, or fill in the gap. There's a lot of other things that Nadine really did a great job covering, and I am so grateful and appreciative of what you've given us, because this is it's vital. I mean, it's vital wellness. So thank you.
Well, Vince, thank you so much. I feel grateful to be on the call and to encourage people and use my voice, which I'm trying to get better at. So I appreciate it, the opportunity. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So on that note, we're at the top of the hour. I'm scrolling through all of my recent emails, and I can't see if Dave Johnson has Dr. Ash lined up for today's episode of Stump the Doc. So we will conclude, and maybe there, maybe not, and everybody should know the number if you want to jump on. There is a list. Actually, I'm sorry, it's right here in front of me.
She is going to be on the stand.
Thank you so much, Rita. I'm looking for, usually I try and give out the phone number, and it's not listed on this beautiful flyer that Dennis Roos. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Here it is. That's a different one. Let me get to the Saturday page. It says visit magneticleaders.com. I think you can tune in via the 218-548-3988, passcode 83854 pound. Does that work?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Steve. That's the way I usually get on. And thank you for those of you, I didn't even look at my phone, who are just rapid-fire texting me all this. You're correcting me that, yeah, tax day is actually Monday. I said that. Why do you guys have to be so brutal and beat me up? I mean, come on. I'm just going to quit now. You guys are so mean. Anyway. Yeah, Nadine, you can tell I had a little bit too much fun. In a few seconds, I'm going to open that door and face reality, because it's on the other side, and that's the Ethiopian who's going to say, Daddy, I want breakfast now. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and again, thank you doubly, triply, quadruply to Nadine Staff, who has given us so much this morning, and I look forward to chatting with those of you who are part of Team Rogers on Monday night, if not before. And please, please, let's make a decision. Let's be on that plane to Japan together. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same number, same bat channel. I like that phrase. when we're going to hear from another member of Team Kaizen, and you're going to learn some more stuff about how to make this possible. But let's make the decision now, and let's go for it, okay? So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you really soon. Thanks again, Nadine.
Hi, Liz. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here.